Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling a really significant topic from a big stack of sources covering the legal world. We're zeroing in on something transformative.
Yeah.
Document automation in law firms. Our mission here is simple. Cut through the noise, the marketing hype, and give you the clearest, fastest path to understanding how this tech really changes legal practice. We want to show how lawyers can move away from, well, the admin grind and into more high-value strategic work. And the sources we have are great. They go beyond theory. They give us real value propositions, compare specific tools, and even lay out practical steps for getting started.
Yeah, and that roadmap is so important because, look, the legal world is relentless. Time pressure is immense. Firms juggle huge workloads, often with, let's face it, limited resources. So document automation isn't just pitched as an improvement. Our sources are pretty clear it's the operational game changer. It boosts efficiency, ensures consistency, and crucially, cuts down errors.
Okay, let's unpack that a bit. If a firm is maybe on the fence, what's the immediate tangible benefit they're going to see, the first win?
Right. The absolute first thing is just dramatic time savings, quantifiable time savings. Think about traditional drafting. It's repetitive, right? Copying, pasting, changing dates, names, references. It's tedious. Automation can take, say, a two-hour drafting task, a complex one, and turn it into maybe 10 minutes of data entry. And that's critical because it fundamentally shifts how resources are used. If you suddenly free up, 20 or 30% of a lawyer's drafting time, well, that time goes straight into higher value work. Client strategy, case planning, deep research, that's where they really add value.
Okay, but let's scale that up. Imagine a firm needs to update, say, one clause across 100 existing contracts.
Mm.
Maybe a regulatory change forces it. Manually, that sounds like, well, a nightmare. A day, maybe 2 days of painstaking checking. How does automation handle that kind of scale?
Oh, it completely changes the game. It's not an auditing marathon anymore. It becomes a template maintenance task. See, if those contracts were built using an automated template, you don't hunt down 100 separate files. You just update the one master template with the new language. That's it.
Yeah.
Then, the next time any of those documents are generated, bang, the correct clause is guaranteed to be in there. So what was potentially days of billable but frankly low-value admin work becomes, well, maybe a 10-minute template tweak.
That's a huge difference. But here's where I think it gets really critical. Time is money, sure. But in law, the stakes are just so high. Consistency, accuracy, they're everything. We all know humans make mistakes. So how does automation stack up against that risk? And, I mean, what's the real downside if a firm just sticks with manual processes?
Well, the worst-case scenario isn't just inefficiency. The sources really hammer this point. It's professional liability. Simple errors or inconsistencies, a missing signature block, the wrong governing law, an outdated clause you forgot to remove. These can lead directly to disputes, costly litigation, even malpractice claims. The risk with purely manual processes is just frankly too high. Automated systems basically eliminate the systemic risk because they force adherence to a standard approved template. The system demands certain information. If a key piece is missing, maybe a client's middle name needed for a specific court form, the system often won't even let you generate the document. It has built-in checks, conditional logic, ensuring everything complies with the firm's standards. It essentially bakes accuracy into the process.
That level of precision.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like the real non-negotiable benefit here.
Absolutely. It really is.
So, okay, let's say you're a firm partner, maybe even a solo practitioner, and you're ready to take the plunge. What tools are actually out there? Our sources seem to compare two quite different systems.
Yeah, they focus on two main ones, representing different ends of the spectrum, really. MitreTech Document Automation, which most people probably know as HotDocs and Cognito Forms. HotDocs is positioned as the heavy lifter. It's designed for serious complexity. Think intricate wills with multiple trusts, beneficiaries, complex scenarios, enduring powers of attorney, really detailed probate documents, massive commercial contracts with tons of variables. That's HotDocs territory.
What makes HotDocs specifically good for that level of complexity? What's the secret sauce there?
It really comes down to its sophisticated conditional logic, what the tech folks call branching. So a basic template might just fill in a name and address, right? Simple stuff. A HotDocs template, though, it can ask a series of questions. Is the client married? Yes, no. Do they have children? Yes, no. Are any children minors? Yes, no. And based on those answers, the system dynamically adds or removes entire sections, clauses, definitions, cross-references, potentially across multiple related documents at once. It can juggle hundreds of these interconnected variables, making sure every legal nuance is covered, no matter how unique the client's situation. It's less like filling blanks and more like assembling a document from intelligent building blocks, a true document assembly engine.
Got it. So HotDocs is the powerhouse for that deep technical legal stuff. What about the other one, Cognito Forms?
Right, Cognito Forms. That's presented as the more accessible, user-friendly, and definitely cost-effective option. It's great for simpler documents, maybe moderately complex ones too, but its real standout strength isn't just generating the final PDF. It excels as a front-end tool for gathering the data in the first place. It's really good at creating web forms, managing them easily. So perfect for client intake. It lets the firm capture structured, accurate information directly from the client or maybe other parties right at the start. This cuts out all that staff time spent rekeying data from emails or, worse, handwritten notes.
And I noticed the sources kept bringing up integration as a major plus for Cognito Forms. That seems huge, right? New tech has to fit into the existing setup.
Precisely. That's often where new tools fall down. But Cognito Forms apparently integrates well. It connects with major platforms like Microsoft 365. And crucially, it talks directly to the big legal practice management systems. Think ActionStep, Clio, those kinds of platforms. So the data you capture in that intake form, it doesn't just stay there. It can automatically populate fields in your main practice management system. It makes Cognito a really valuable connector, sort of the bridge between getting the raw client info and actually starting the work or generating documents. Avoids that classic problem of typing the same name and address into three different systems.
Okay, great. So we understand with the benefits, the tools, let's pivot to the how. If a firm decides, yes, we need this, we know you can't just throw automation at a messy process. Automating chaos just gives you faster chaos, right? So what are the practical steps our sources recommend to actually make this work and get a real return?
Exactly. That's the key challenge. You need order before you add speed. The sources lay out a pretty clear five-step process, and the sequence matters. First, identify high-volume documents. Don't try to automate that incredibly complex one-off litigation brief first. Start with the bread-and-butter stuff you do all the time: engagement letters, simple leases, standard closing documents. Automating those gives the quickest ROI and helps staff get comfortable. Second, and this is crucial, the point we just touched on, improve before automating. Before you even think about coding a template, you have to review, simplify, and standardize your current documents and the workflow around them. This is often the hardest part. It takes discipline.
And this is actually where generative AI is starting to make a real difference now, isn't it? Helping with that cleanup stage.
Oh, absolutely. It's a massive tactical advantage that didn't really exist a few years ago. Historically, cleaning up a firm's messy legacy documents, you know, the ones with outdated clauses, conflicting definitions, maybe just overly complex language that could take hundreds of hours of senior lawyer time, very expensive. Now, firms are using GenAI tools to help audit these documents. The AI can summarize a dense 20-page clause, flag inconsistent terms across different templates, even suggest clear, standardized wording. It dramatically accelerates that critical cleanup phase. So when you do automate, you're automating a genuinely best-in-class, clean document.
That shift is fascinating, moving from pure admin burden to more strategic quality control using AI. Okay, what's step three?
Third, start small and scale. Don't try to boil the ocean. Run a pilot project. Pick one document type, a specific team. Test the tool rigorously. Learn, refine your approach. The sources also really stress the value of working with experts here, consultants specializing in legal document automation, like LawHawk has mentioned. Why? Because they can often get those first few complex templates up and running quickly and correctly. This means the firm sees a tangible, successful ROI fast, which is vital for building internal buy-in and justifying further investment to scale up. Then the last two steps are really operational necessities. Train your team, obviously. The best tech is useless if no one knows how or wants to use it. And finally, monitor and adjust. It's not set and forget. You need to regularly review usage, get feedback, and tweak the system to keep it optimized.
It sounds like the whole model for even accessing these powerful tools has changed quite dramatically, too. I mean, automation used to feel like this huge capital investment, maybe out of reach for smaller firms. What does this more flexible approach mean now?
Yeah, it's genuinely revolutionary, especially for small and mid-sized practices. It used to be that getting something like Hot Docs meant signing a multi-year firm-wide license. Big upfront cost, often minimum usage commitments, a huge barrier, a big risk. Now the model is shifting. Firms can often access these platforms through a consultant's master account, more like a service. This often means they can pay on a per-document basis. So it turns what was a massive capital expenditure, a CapEx hit, into a manageable operational expense, OpEx. They get the full power, the complexity handling of Hot Docs, for instance, but without being locked into a long-term contract or minimum volume guarantees.
Wow. Okay, so a small firm can test it out, maybe automate their wills practice, paper will generated, and if it doesn't work out or their needs change, they're not stuck with a massive license fee for years.
Exactly that. It democratizes access. It brings these really powerful institutional-grade tools within reach of almost any firm,
Wow.
and it massively lowers the financial risk of trying something new, gives firms much more agility. They can scale automation when they know it's working for them.
Okay, so we've covered the time saving, the crucial accuracy piece, the tools themselves, and how to implement them smartly. Bringing it all together, how does automating, say, a standard contract or a will package actually translate into a real long-term strategic edge for a law firm?
Well, ultimately, it becomes a key market differentiator. Think about it. A firm that can produce high-quality, complex documents consistently, reliably, in much faster hours instead of days is simply offering a better client experience. Faster turnaround times, build reputation, build loyalty. But the deeper strategic advantage, I think, comes from that resource reallocation we talked about earlier. The significant savings in both time and cost aren't just extra profit, though that's nice too. They represent resources, money, and lawyer hours that can be actively reinvested back into the firm. Maybe more marketing, business development efforts, hiring another key lawyer, investing in specialized training for the team. It's this holistic benefit technology freeing up capital and time for strategic growth that really positions a firm, even a smaller one, for sustained competitive success in the long run. So, yeah, to kind of synthesize it all, document automation, when it's implemented thoughtfully using these kinds of layered tools, it really is one of the most impactful operational levers a law firm can pull today. It radically improves efficiency, consistency, and slashes errors.
And I think the ultimate takeaway for you, the listener, is really grasping that this isn't just about adopting a new piece of software. It's about fundamentally reshaping the lawyer's role, moving away from being essentially a highly skilled document technician towards being purely a strategic advisor, a counselor. So here's the final thought to chew on. If automation increasingly handles the complex but standardized documents, the wills, the common contracts, the corporate filings, how does the lawyer's core value proposition to the client evolve when nearly all their time can be focused on genuine legal strategy, bespoke advice, and navigating true novelty? And maybe even more critically, what new skills beyond just the deep legal knowledge become absolutely essential for lawyers to thrive in that kind of digitally enabled future? That's something to really think about.